hated games, with the exception of chess. He was a master chess player. Chess was good, smart, strategic. Chess was war. You conquered and divided, captured and ruined. Most importantly, chess was fair. All of it wouldn't have mattered if Don Bello wasn't important. As it happened, he was the big boss, the ruler of New York. Being the head of the Ferrante Camorra clan meant he was free to choose whoever he saw the most fit to be his successor. There was Luca, his oldest son and natural heir. Part aristocrat, part horseman. Calculated and quiet, smooth and cold as marble. Achilles, his middle son, feared by all and loved by none. A Greek warrior. A monster that contorted itself into the form of a human, always one moment away from bursting at the seams. And Enzo, his youngest son, with the warm, whiskey eyes and pliant nature, far too handsome than any man had the right to be. The charmer. The persuader. Now there was his son-in-law, too, thanks to Leela's marriage, though he seemed too unhinged to reign over anything that wasn't hell. And then there was his favorite, his secret son, his golden boy. Essere il Beniamino. Not a highborn Ferrante, but capable nonetheless. He'd come into play, but not now, not yet. He'd a rook and a knight, a bishop and a king, a few pawns and a queen. Bello stared at the Battle of Waterloo chess set in his office, stroking his chin with the little energy he had left. He could live like this for months, maybe even years. But he knew when he wanted to die and how. All he needed was to appoint his successor. One of them was going to take his place, to lay claim to his blood-soaked territory. From the entire East Coast to Naples, Italy. Become the Don of the Camorra, the indisputable ruler of the underworld. But who? Luca, Achilles, Enzo, Tiernan, crossed out, Essere il Beniamino. Chapter 1. Tiernan. 362 days to self-destruction. Pain. It was one of my favorite delicacies. I savored the hot lick of a sharp knife, the icy kiss of metal shackles, the explosive heat of bones crushing beneath knuckles. Really, there was nothing better than getting a little fucked up to remind me I was alive. Apparently, though, even I had my limits. I found them in the basement of the Ferrante crime family, zip-tied onto a wooden chair that reeked of shit, piss, and dried blood. My face was swollen from being beaten to a pulp for the last 40 minutes. The first 20 were enjoyable enough. Fuck, I even got a little stiffy when Achilles took out the brass knuckles. Now, however, I'd overindulged. This was overkill even for a pain connoisseur like me. The actual violence wasn't the problem. Death was always an option in my line of work. I just hadn't realized the cause of mine would be boredom. I was half tempted to finish their job and slit my own throat. It was better than listening to them droning on about my little, what shall I call it, art project. My, my. Achilles drove his fist into my face, sending me careening across the floor. An inferno of blood exploded from my nostrils. I see why the Rasputins call you deathless. You refuse to fucking die. A metallic grunt skulked up my hollow chest. I shifted my body so as not to crush my wrists under my weight, darting my tongue to catch the river of blood snaking along my cheek. Maybe you're just bad at killing people. A forceful blow found my ribs. This time it was Enzo Ferrante, the baby brother. Felt like he ruptured my liver, as if the poor organ didn't have its hands full as it was. Zip it before I skin you scrotum to face, Callahan. When were we getting to the good part? Time was money, and unlike the Ferrantes, I had to earn my keep every night. Enzo spat on an open wound in my face, his saliva irritating my raw flesh. In return, I spat a ball of phlegm and blood on his shoe. Christ, these Louboutins are hand-sprayed by Banks